Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Assam. The participants are Chetan Chauhan, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of ammonia urea fertilizer project of Assam Valley Fertilizer and Chemical Company Limited at Namrup in Assam. The Prime Minister said Assam has picked up a new momentum of development. This fertilizer worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Dibrugarh district in Assam will be aimed at strengthening fertilizer production and supporting agricultural growth in the region. Earlier, the Prime Minister visited the Shaheed Smarak Kshetra at the Pashchim Boragaon in Guwahati, where he paid homage to the martyrs of the Assam movement. Yesterday, Mr. Modi inaugurated the new terminal building of the Lokapriya Gopinath Bardoloi International Airport in Guwahati. To discuss more on this important visit of the Prime Minister to Assam and to discuss its various implications in the benefit of Assam, the whole of Northeast and the people of the country, we are joined in by a very special guest. We have with us political analyst Sri Chetan Chauhan. Chetanji, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you.
Before we begin this important discussion, let's hear the words of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
असम की जो ताकत अहोम साम्राज्य के दौर में थी विकसित भारत में असम वैसी ही ताकतवर भूमि बनाएंगे नए उद्योगों की शुरुआत आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का निर्माण सेमीकंडक्टर्स उसकी मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कृषि के क्षेत्र में नए अवसर टी गार्डन्स और उनके वर्कर्स की उन्नति पर्यटन में बढ़ती संभावनाएं असम हर क्षेत्र में आगे बढ़ रहा है.
Assam will rise in every sector, says the Prime Minister. And before we do an insightful discussion with Chetanji, let's go over to our correspondent to know more about this very crucial visit of the Prime Minister to Assam. We'll be joining in by our correspondent, Aminulji. How important was this visit of the Prime Minister to Assam? What were the important decisions taken?
This visit of Prime Minister is very important for Assam, as well as for the entire Northeast, because Assam is the gateway of the Northeast. Yesterday, Prime Minister inaugurated a new terminal building of Gopinath Bardoloi International Airport with a budget of 4,000 crore. And the new airport will cater more than 1 crore 30 lakh passengers per year. The existing airport can cater only about 30 lakh people. And today, the Prime Minister, before departing to Namrup, he interacted with 25 students of schools under the program, his program Pariksha Pe Charcha. He conducted this program sailing on a cruise ship on the Brahmaputra River. This Pariksha Pe Charcha on the boat is very important for the people of Assam, because through this program, Prime Minister want to promote the river tourism in Assam. He gave a message to the rest of India that people, tourists who can come to Assam and they can also enjoy the river tourism as well as the tourism of Kaziranga. And I want to mention another point is that in the new airport terminal building, there is a very beautiful display of the Kaziranga and other tourist spots inside the new terminal building. Very colorful display. So whenever a tourist enters the new terminal building, this scenery or this beauty will entice them to visit the tourist spots of Assam. Today, Prime Minister laid the foundation of urea fertilizer project at Namrup in Dibrugarh district. And this plant can produce 12 lakh metric ton per annum. And the Prime Minister today said that before 2014, India only produced 225 lakh metric ton. And this year, till now, India produced 306 lakh metric ton. And of our requirement is 380 lakh metric ton per annum. We can hope that India will export the urea.
Thank you so much, Aminulji. Thank you so much for all this information update. A wide range of topics covered by the Prime Minister in his Assam visit. Chetanji, where to begin? The fertilizer and the chemical company at Namrup producing more fertilizer for India, not just for the Northeast region, but for the entire country's farmers. The benefit of the farmers and the agricultural sector is always, always seen as a priority in whatever the Prime Minister does. Your views, sir?
The fertilizer plant, whose foundation stone was laid by the Prime Minister, is significant and very important, not only for the Northeastern region, but for the country as a whole. This plant, which was earlier a fertilizer plant, was defunct. So the government has tried to revive it and also increase its capacity. When the plant will become operational in about 2 years' time, it will be providing urea ammonia fertilizer to entire northeastern region plus eastern Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Bengal and other states also. And this revival of this plant is part of the journey of the government of India to increase capacity of urea generation of fertilizer industry in the country, because as the Prime Minister had said that in 2014 when he took over, the annual production was 22.5 million metric tons, which has increased to 30.6 million metric tons each year. Though the demand in India is about 38 million, there is a gap of about 8 million. And he was hopeful that the gap will be filled soon. This Namrup plant is an extremely important link in filling this gap. Plus, in coming years, this revival of the fertilizer industry may also help India in exporting fertilizer. As of now, India is a net importer of fertilizers. And the Prime Minister also emphasized that for the benefit of farmers, that the urea prices don't go up. The center is heavily subsidizing urea imports from abroad, though there have been some shortages internationally also in the last 1 year. For the farmers, he have also highlighted that the schemes like Kisan Credit Card and others launched by the center, plus the e-market, have benefited farmers a lot in selling their produce since 2014. Overall, farmer benefit schemes, including the MSP increase in the last 10-11 years, have ensured that the farmers don't lose out because of the inflation. So in that way, this urea plant is a very significant step in that direction for the farmer benefit. Another significant decision which the government has taken, which indirectly or directly helps the farmers, is the National Mission for Edible Oil, in which the palm oil cultivation increasing its area to bring about 6.5 lakh hectares under palm oil cultivation. It's a big step because about 70 to 80% of it will be in the northeast. It will really boost the income of the local farmers and the producers, as the demand for edible oil is increasing in India at a huge rate of 8 to 10% annually, and there have been a shortfall because of which the import has to be done. It will be also be a significant step.
On one hand, we are talking about the benefit that will be credited to the agricultural sector, to our farmer brothers and sisters. On the other hand, we are also seeing that the Prime Minister is talking about new age technology like semiconductor chips. He's talking about a rise in tourism and greater opportunities in not just the Kaziranga, but also the Brahmaputra. We're talking about cruise tourism. We're talking about an international airport, which will cater to a larger number of tourists from all around the globe. We're also talking about the progress, the expansion of bird watching in Assam, wherein migratory birds come over from all over the world, and nature lovers and bird lovers can go over there. We're seeing that tourism from a lot of scopes is being developed and being promoted by the Prime Minister. He's saying that not just Assam, but through Assam, the whole of Northeast is a great opportunity that we are yet to explore, we are yet to see. And he's not just inviting the whole of India, he's inviting the whole of the world to Assam and the Northeast.
First of all, I would like to speak about this, the microchip production unit, which is coming up in Assam. Sure. It is one of the biggest in the country and a huge potential. An investment of 27,000 crore has been made in Assam. Central government is giving a huge incentive. The Tata is setting up this plant. It will be one of the biggest plants in the country, producing about 48 million chips every day. With this plant, some other plants which are coming up in Tamil Nadu, Gujarat, and other parts of the country, with the help of a centrally sponsored program promoting chip manufacturing, I hope that one, it will generate a lot of local employment in Assam and other states. Second, it will make India self-sufficient in chip manufacturing. As you know, any electronic item from your microwave runs on a chip, and chip is the future production line. India has put a lot of money into this, a lot of thought has got into it, and Assam is really going to benefit from it. Apart from the industries which are coming in Assam, this is one of the big ones. A large number of smaller industries are coming up in Assam and other northeastern states also. Coupled with the push the government of India and the Prime Minister is giving to the tourism sector, as you spoke about the cruise from Brahmaputra, which will be a big attraction for tourists, not only from India but from abroad also. There were huge connectivity issues in Assam. A lot of work has happened on the road infrastructure, like from Guwahati to Kaziranga, which is one of the most popular tourist places in the world, a World Heritage Wildlife Site, which is rare in the world. Single horn rhinos, tigers in the same habitat, which is also not seen anywhere else in the world. Apart from that, there are other unexplored wildlife sites in Assam, like Manas, in Meghalaya, in Arunachal. Really, that Arunachal is really coming up as a great bird watching site. Large number of people from India and abroad are going to Arunachal for bird watching. So in the tourism sector, especially in the wildlife tourism sector, Northeast is coming up in a very, very big way. And the way the infrastructure development has happened, which has given a huge boost. All the northeastern states are getting money from the central governments also for boosting the homestay tourism infrastructure, which provides local employment to people, huge generation of local employment tourism. That is also happening. The Prime Minister spoke about that.
True, Chetanji. The Prime Minister also talked about a revival. He talked about giving new impetus and new energy into the old factories, which have now become obsolete, the outdated technology. He also talked about improving the tea plantations and as a medium. And through this, he talked about creating more employment opportunities. He talked about better future for the youth. He also talked about how this model can be reciprocated in the whole of the Northeast. Your views, sir.
Prime Minister said the government of India, if you see in the last 10, 11 years, have put in a lot of money in reviving old factories which were defunct, putting in money there, coming up with PPP models for reviving these factories to boost economic growth. In Northeast also, the government has come up with the revival plans for many of the industries, improving the overall manufacturing from the country. As you know, in India, the manufacturing has not been on the higher side. And the government of India, giving incentives to MSMEs, industries, have tried to revive manufacturing, which is seeing some sort of uplift in the last many years and quarters, especially in the Northeast. The Prime Minister also spoke about some of the key issues which are there. He spoke on how the previous governments in the center have ignored farmers for decades, and also the previous governments in Assam did not do much for people. He also went to the Smarak of the martyrs of Assam agitation, paid his homage to them, and also said that it was a deeply moving experience recalling the sacrifice of people, Assam movement. We have to see the context of all this also, because elections in Assam are coming in the next 2-3 months. So it was also a time for the Prime Minister to showcase what all developmental works the NDA government has done in Assam. And also the Assam government has done a lot of work for improving the local employment. He spoke about the tea gardens. I recall the BJP government in Assam has improved health, educational facilities, have also increased the wages for tribe workers. So a lot of work has been done in that area also. So overall development of Northeast, a dedicated ministry team is there, which is working with the state governments to revive Northeast, to bring Northeast the same pedestal as the rest of the India, make
That's
Northeast
right.
part of the journey of Viksit Bharat. So a lot of work is going on.
We truly hope that all this work bears fruit and we see a Viksit Northeast and a Viksit Bharat very soon. Thank you so much, Chetanji, for joining us with your insightful views on this important topic.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Namaskar.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Assam. The participants were Chetan Chauhan, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92 8909 4044. Spotlight.